T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Stand by for action.
How y'all feel?
God, I feel wicked, awful, bad, awesome, sucky. I absolutely cannot face this. Wait a minute. It's Friday. I forgot. It's Friday. It's Friday. Friday. Monkey dude.
Today is Friday.
You've waited all week. You've been waiting. Monday. You got through it Tuesday. You got through it Wednesday. You started to smell it Thursday. You were right on top of it. And now it's here. It's Friday.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it. And I hope you're not lactose intolerant, because the second half of that word is dairy. Legendary.
It's showtime, baby.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us. It is a Friday edition of Sports Daily. Shane and Bruce rolling it out for the next couple of hours. Chad Chambers producing. You listening or contributing. 869-1240 on the hotline. Love to get with you on a football Friday that'll probably start with a little bit of baseball. But, Shaner, how are you this morning?
I am I'm not going to mail it in today, but
okay.
I am very much looking forward to 11:01 because that will signal the start of the weekend, in case you missed the open just now. Was that Sam Kennison right in the middle?
Yes, it was.
Screaming. Yes, it's Sam, it's got to be Sam Kennison. Yeah, uh-huh. The only guy that can make screaming fashionable.
Well,
yeah, it is funny.
It's
so,
homecoming.
So do you have something to look forward to this weekend?
It's homecoming tonight at Uniontown. It's homecoming.
Okay.
That's Central Heights coming to town. So big game.
Well,
but
they have no idea what's waiting them.
They're pretty good. My cousin is the head coach at Uniontown, so I have a little bit even more rooting interest. So go Jonathan, go coach, if you're listening.
Good.
And if things break right, by the end of the weekend, I'll have played 4 different golf courses in 4 days. Golf 2 days ago at Andover. Golf yesterday at Crestview. And that's why I need to make some pretty good time today getting home to play Woodland Hills at Fort Scott before the game, you know, because I got to go back.
Oh, my God.
Right. And it's going to be kind of chilly, but I think it'll be fine. It'll be a little warmer tomorrow, but windier for a trip to Lynn Valley to play there for the first time in my life.
All right.
So,
wow.
Yeah. So
you
that's,
do have a lot going on. That's
I know,
important.
I know.
I like it.
Packed the truck mostly. I'm looking around to see what
Nicely.
I've forgotten. You know, got some coffee here. I just read, but enough about me. I just read that Bruce Springsteen, your boy, is going to churn out some new content, I think, if I'm not mistaken, 1 week from today. Is that true?
Yeah.
All right. How do you feel about that?
Letter to You is coming out. It's a studio effort with the E Street Band. It's been a while since they've all recorded together. They tour together. So this will be – it'll be interesting. I haven't heard any of the drops yet. So
really?
I have no idea. Yeah, I haven't. I just – haven't gotten there yet, but will. But I'm excited for it.
I was going to ask you, how, if it's new music, or even if it's not, I guess, how do you consume music nowadays, you personally? And in particular, this new album, how are you going to hear it?
Sarah will have it downloaded.
Okay.
She'll take care of all of that, and it will appear to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
From her.
Okay.
So that's how it'll work, and and then I'll give it a good listen, and we'll go from there. But
all right.
Still churning out music, and still doing it after 40 years. So there's something to be said for that.
He has also, and I don't expect you to comment here, and I don't want you to, but I'll just throw this out there since I brought up Tommy Lee yesterday going to Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce has said that if the president gets reelected, he's going to Australia. So he might have to write a
song
about
it. No, he's not a – I would not consider him to be a Trumpy.
Doesn't Trumper, sound like it.
Whatever the hell they're called.
Trumpist?
Trumpist.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, absolutely.
sorry about that.
So, anyway.
Okay, where you want to go? Because I think you and I at least partially agreed on being happy about at least one baseball outcome last night. And
yeah.
Le'Veon Bell apparently is coming to town as far as Kansas City is concerned. He won't be able to play this Monday, so we may have to hold this Le'Veon Bell talk off to another day when he's a little closer to playing. But, man, how dumb can you sound – and I'm talking about me, from one 24-hour period to the next, about how much in trouble the Braves probably were, and then Bryce Wilson goes out and throws the game of his life and sets the NLCS on its ear.
I don't think that you sounded that way. I think that I made the statement that I'd rather be the Dodgers than the Braves. Down two games to one.
Well, I'm pretty sure I agreed with
you. I was wrong.
Ed Kershaw, and we didn't know what we had with the Braves last night. And look at what happened.
Right. Kid was unbelievable, and no fear.
Yep.
Maybe didn't know any better. Doesn't make any difference. I'm not going to say one thing that takes away from his performance, which was, in a word, masterful.
It really was.
I mean, we're talking about the Dodgers, who had stoked an 11-run first inning and for all the world should have felt invincible, especially against a kid in his situation. And all he does is go out and allows one hit. That's all.
They wanted him to pitch into the fourth and be thrilled,
right,
regardless of the outcome. They just wanted him to eat innings. And he throws six almost impeccable innings. One pitch that
one
Rios
pitch that
guy
that was,
went deep on him.
That was hit a long way, but that's okay.
That is okay. Only one guy does
it. It's okay.
That's quite all right. And he only walked one. Yeah. And he had never gone more than five in the regular year. and then there's Carlos Correa, who walked off the Rays yesterday. That was an entertaining game, too, for different reasons. It was close, and the Rays were scratching and clawing, and they got a G-Man Choi home run to tie it up. And then the Astros revenge tour lives for another day.
It's been a pretty good series.
It's
been a pretty good series, I've got to admit. And the Rays getting up 3-0 was not – I don't want to say fool's gold or done with mirrors because that's unfair, but there was not a feeling of at 3-0 this thing is over. Just and then Zach Greinke, of course, put the line in the sand, mm-hmm, and did what he needed to do. Now they built on it. Who's the pressure on now?
The Rays
in that series. I think it is.
Even though they only need to win one more, that's a long, grinded out 9 innings against those guys.
Yeah, it is.
But I've been impressed and thoroughly entertained by the Rays. I got introduced to Randy Arozarena, who is on his head. G-Man Choi has been cast off by about 5 other teams and organizations. He seems to fit with the Rays. There aren't too many other real recognizable faces or names. Seems like everybody does. Got a couple of real power arms in the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
And they play an entertaining brand of baseball. And I think they've got everybody's attention because they're playing the Astros, and they got a bunch of non-baseball fans pulling for them, or at least, you know, just
sure.
casual observers that wouldn't mind seeing the Rays in the World Series or anybody but the Astros, but they just they can't quite put them away. And Correa walked
not
them
yet,
off
anyway.
Yesterday.
We'll see.
Yep.
Yeah, I hear you. You got to bury the Astros. I mean, they're the insect after the nuclear fallout, right? Mm-hmm. That crawls out of the rubble and figures out a way to keep going.
Oh, they create their own juice. That's for sure.
They do.
They have legitimately turned this scandal into juice, and
they have. And while it may seem misguided to others, to them it makes perfect sense. And by the way, that's all that matters. So
yeah, it kind of is. And I'm sure Dusty at certain points is poking and prodding and saying, hey, you know, why not us?
Oh,
they hate us.
Right.
Whatever it takes. Dusty's been around long enough to have that figured out. But beyond that.
No, look, but it was a good night for baseball. Good night. Enjoyed it.
Well, by the time we talk again, we could have a World Series all set to go, right? Is there any way we can't? It will be decided by then, right? And we start the World Series on Tuesday, I think, one way or the other?
Yes.
Yeah, because they don't they don't take any breaks. No days off.
No days off.
Right. Game six and game
seven. So in a perfect world, what's your World Series then? Rays and Braves?
Yeah.
Because that's mine.
Yeah.
And then I
don't know what it is about the Dodgers. They didn't cheat that we know of, but I wasn't clapping or yelling at the TV, but I was pulling for the Braves in that sixth inning when they finally knocked out Clayton Kershaw. And I don't have anything against Kershaw either. I mean, but
I don't either.
Because I kind of feel bad for the guy when it gets to down to the nitty gritty of the postseason.
Kershaw was good. He was good enough.
For five innings, he was.
He was good enough through five.
Yep.
So, you know, ended up being out there an inning too long.
Yeah, he kind of was.
Yeah.
All right, so the rest of the show here, we've got Lee Sterling coming up in the next segment. He'll have his picks from ParamountSports.com. He went 3-2 with his freebies, and he's now even Steven with his freebies that he's given us. He will pick three similar games that you, I, and Paul Brooks will pick in the second hour with our State Farm picks. Cindy O Twitter question, of course. Chris Lilly, top of second hour, high school football watch. Got some games of note from Chris coming up tonight. And then our State Farm picks, 10:25, OTD. A spoiler, well, mostly because I don't want to forget. And at the risk of placating, you and I both have pretty decent to good relationship with Brent Chemnitz. It's his birthday today. Former soccer pitching coach and current administrator in the athletic department. I don't know how old he is. I didn't ask. But Brent, happy birthday, man. It's a jam-packed show.
No kidding.
We'd normally ask you to call, but we probably can't get to you today because we've just got such a full show. But
well, I'll just say that the world is a better place with Brent Chemnitz in it. So
are you
happy birthday, dude.
You follow? Have we talked about this? Are you following him on Twitter and watching his little videography?
Oh, my God, of course.
His videography
absolutely.
Skits? Yeah.
I love his. It's gold. And if you know Brent, if you don't know Brent, it's still good.
Mm-hmm.
If you know Brent, it's gold.
If you know Brent, you've heard it. Well, no, I take that back.
Well, yeah,
if you're a pitcher, you've heard it.
You have heard it.
But it's always worth
a good reminder.
I will say he's got hundreds of those. If you follow Brent and you watch those little video skits, he has got hundreds of those.
Well, the other day I've heard about 1,000 times. The Nimrod and J-Rod.
J-Rod, the difference between the two.
And going from a Nimrod to a J-Rod, it's so quintessentially Brent. So
yeah, it is.
It really is. It's wonderful.
Now he has to at least branch out a little bit because his pitching-specific lessons of the day aren't going to ring to non-baseball players. He wants to touch everybody. So he's going to have to at least form these messages into real life. And he does most of the time. But he, as far as the pitching, like, you know, being having umpire rhythm, Joe Schmo's not going to know what he's talking about. He's not going to care about that. Brent's got to kind of tailor his message to his audience, which is worldwide now, not just baseball players.
Well, so. And he's got Will Rogers in him. He's got some Will Rogers in him. And, of course, they're both from the great state of Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, expanding his horizon and his effect and his influence, that will be the challenge for him moving forward. And I think that he's more than equal to the task.
Yeah, I think you go.
Because I think his messages resonate.
Yeah, I flip back through that Rolodex full of lessons of the day.
No question.
I'm sure he'll have plenty.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so there's that. happy birthday, Brent.
Happy birthday, Lewisburg.
Le'Veon Bell has agreed to sign a deal. We got a couple more minutes of the segment, so we can tighten this up a little bit. He went to Twitter to say, Kansas City, hashtag Chiefs Kingdom, thank you for the opportunity, hands together, let's go. He's already got a picture photoshopped of his Chiefs number 26 jersey.
Mm-hmm.
For those wondering, no, he can't play this week. There are a lot of COVID tests that he's got to go through. He's actually got to go through 5 days of testing before he can join the Chiefs, and then a little bit more beyond that. So he had narrowed his choices to the Chiefs, Dolphins, and Bills. And I was talking to a buddy yesterday about, you know, do you think that's a good fit, assuming full health and that he's still motivated? And my response was, look, if you hated the atmosphere with the Jets and or you hated Adam Gase, the Chiefs ain't it. They're not that. So come on over here. You know, we got Andy Reid. You'll have a chance to win. You maybe take a lesser role. Well, I'm not going to speculate. But when healthy, he was kind of the lead dog with the Jets, although Frank Gore got a few touches and others. But if you're tired of that atmosphere in New York, come on over here. It's quite a bit different, and you got a chance to get a ring. So if he's got anything left in the tank, that made perfect sense to me. And you and I talked about this yesterday. If he turns into a turd, the Chiefs aren't on the hook for much money. And
jettison.
So they can cut him. Yeah, yeah.
Flush him.
To me, he's kind of like the Terrell Suggs acquisition from last year. Like a little jolt. It's
you don't hurt yourself with it at all. And you provide depth in a room that may need a little bit. And you're right. If you can find the reserve that maybe he wasn't playing with in New York, if you believe there is one, then, yeah, it can be worthwhile. It can be a Shady McCoy kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I think so, too.
So why not?
What's this do to Clyde Edwards-Helaire? Well, he had, 138 and a touch against the Texans. But since then, the Chiefs are 19th in the league in rushing, and Edwards-Helaire hasn't had a touchdown since. And no running back has, on the ground anyway.
Right.
They got Darrell Williams, Darwin Thompson, DeAndre Washington. Got to believe one of those guys gets nudged out. This is just a one-year deal.
One of them will be lopped.
Yep.
Sure.
The Jets tried to trade him, couldn't. Bell met with the GM and Adam Gase. I don't think Adam Gase and Bell liked each other. Gase reportedly opposed the signing from the start, so that's a great place to start. And Bell wasn't real happy with his involvement in the offense. And they only averaged 3.3 yards a carry, or he did. And so it's kind of the fresh start, change of scenery kind of thing. And by the way, the Jets released him after they tried to trade him and couldn't get what they wanted for him, or maybe after the fact Bell went hunting around for a multi-year deal, and the Dolphins or Bears wouldn't give it to him. And so he, and I'm guessing here, that he just said, okay, what's the best one-year spot I could find? And this is it, and I agree with it.
Yeah. Now, the downside of that And if there is even one, because to me, the Chiefs don't really have to invest much in this. And if they get some pennies from heaven, then it's well worth the time doing it. But they couldn't even pick up a seventh-round pick for this guy.
Right.
And you're the Jets, by the way.
I don't think I'd have done it either.
Right.
Because
I wouldn't have either.
The Dolphins, for example, have that kid from Washington, UW, I mean, Miles Gaskin, who looks all right to me from what I've seen. And they're 2-3, you know, so do you want that? And vice versa. Maybe Le'Veon Bell is tired of everything and just wants to play on a winner, because that actually happens to some people too, as selfish as we paint some people, including him. Because after all, let's not forget, he set out an entire season in Pittsburgh. And doesn't Pittsburgh look pretty smart right now, not paying for Le'Veon Bell or Antonio Brown? Yep.
Yeah, I think Pittsburgh is pretty smart. And we've talked about this before. I think Mike Tomlin is just top of his game, kind of. I mean, he gets it.
He can make it work.
He can make it work, and then he cuts his losses when he's able to recognize when it's not going to work, can cut his losses. And who's looked better than the Steelers in the absence of getting rid of both of these guys, right?
Yeah.
Well, the Steelers themselves.
Yeah,
nobody's looked better than the Steelers.
You get into a stare-down contest with them, and you're going to lose, so long as Mike Tomlin's there. All right, let's get to the show, shall we? Lee Sterling is next, ParamountSports.com. He's got some freebies for us. Find out how you can get in touch with him. High School Talk, 10 o'clock, and State Farm Picks an hour from now. But Lee Sterling is straight away here on a Football Friday. Shane and Bruce, it's 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.